Now, the activities of right-wing extremists have dropped in the first 3 months of this year, according to a report by the Czech intelligence service, the BIS, or BIS, released on Thursday. While the decrease is attributed to the ban of the far-right Workers' Party, the authorities say better police work has also curbed extremism-related crime. Jan Richter has the story.
The head of the far-right Workers' Party of Social Justice, Tomáš Vandas, lashing out against Czech Romanies at a May Day rally in Prague in front of about 100 sympathizers. The crowd was smaller than in the previous years. The party never managed to pick up where its predecessor, the Workers' Party, left after it was banned in February. The Czech intelligence agency BIS cites the ban of the far-right group as the single most significant reason behind a drop in right-wing extremism it registered in the first 3 months of this year. But a recent government report says that last year the number of people charged in connection with extremism rose sharply by 50%. Interior Minister Martin Pecina told Czech Radio this is because the police and the judiciary did a better job.
I think people may have noticed that the number of extremist acts, neo-Nazi concerts, marches and violent attacks has clearly dropped. We have also managed to identify those who finance extremism, for instance by trading prohibited merchandise, and to eliminate violent offenders. The fact that there have been more arrests and convictions does not mean at all that there has been a rise in extremism. It shows that the police and the judiciary have been doing a better job.
According to the authorities, the extremist and neo-Nazi scene in the Czech Republic is fragmented, with a number of isolated groups fighting to gain influence. But ahead of May's general election, some of the extremist agenda has been picked up by political groupings aspiring to enter the political mainstream. The up-and-coming party Public Affairs started sending out patrols into the streets of Prague a few weeks ago, a practice that has been until now employed by the banned Workers' Party. Klára Kalibová is from the monitoring group Tolerance.
All political parties right now are slightly racist, meaning that they are having in their programs some populistic issues. I'm speaking about ODS, I'm speaking about ČSSD. But on the regional level, we are also before regional elections in autumn. On the regional level, I would say that the Workers' Party of Social Justice still has some potential to gain more votes.
To counter that, the Interior Ministry last year launched a program in the northern town of Most that engaged local inhabitants in fighting extremism. The project provides training to Romani social workers, local authorities and the police. Minister Pecina says the program has yielded good results and will be extended to other places, Ostrava, Litvinov, Děčín and others.
Jan Richter reporting.